Shami Brachos Daf Nun. Mishnah says, Rav Elezer Omer, Ha'isa Tfilaso Keva, a person who makes his tefillah a keva, a fixed tefillah, and then Gemara is going to explain several different explanations, the possibilities, what this means. Ain Tfilaso Taknunim. So then his tefillah is not a real tefillah, not a tefillah that has any significance to it, and the it's not a tefillah that would be in a skabel. Now again, there are different explanations what this means, that in tefillah taskunim, the mefarshim have different explanations, and the Pnei Moshe says tefillah keva shadoy milav kamaso lashon keva. You do a kokom muscle. You have a person has a regular standard ol on him, a chayk kavuala, the spala that has a domino all the time. And he so does it in such a way where it's a keva, just like a burden. He just has to get finished with it. So then we say that the that tefillah is it doesn't have tanchunim, doesn't have tachunim, which means it's not going to have any significance to it. We don't look at that tefillah in a favorable light, and the Gemara is going to explain why in more detail. A separate halacha, Rav Yeshua Omer, the connection only of this halacha is nogeah to tefillah sakeva. A person davens and you have to daven, you can't focus properly on tefillah because you know makom sakana. So what should you do? So we have a machlokas here, which is very similar to the sugya in Bavli, with one major difference, which we'll explain. Zakim Rav Yeshua Omer, melach makom sakana. A person goes into travels in a makom sakana, mispalel tefillah katsara. You should daven a tefillah katsara, a tefillah katsara. What kind of sakana we're talking about is Rashi Loru says gedudei chios, a listem. There's robbers or there's wild animals, and you can't be miskaven properly. So davin a tefillah kasara, a short tefillah. And again, we're going to explain what the tefillah kasara is, both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. So the say a short tefillah. Interesting is that the halacha of the that we talked about, we already had. And yesterday's, the last 2 days, about the tefillah kasara, machlekes, whether it's seven brachas, we say all seven brachos in one bracha, have an avinenu, or do we say all the 12 brachos in the middle, but we makatsa them only say the kasima? But here we're saying even that. Tefillah kasara means even that you don't have to say. Even that you don't have time for. Even that's a sakana. You can't even say that. You're patur from any type of tefillah. Now, interesting is that there's a... The way we have it is the in the Mishnah. Our gersa is me'ein shmona esrei. In the Bavli, we don't have the tefillah, the nusach of me'ein shmona esrei. And again, the reason for that is because we're saying a tefillah is not me'ein shmona esrei. We have machlokas of the Mishnah the other day, but rather where you have in the Bavli, it doesn't say that just mamash a tefillah katsara, as the Mishnah is going to say a few words. So therefore, that would be inappropriate. It's not me'ein shmona esrei. So therefore, some take Tamishonim take that out. And again, in the Nuchsa Bavli, whether Yerushalmi agrees to that is a matter of dispute in the Achrayna. What's the tefillah k'sar? Shem Hashemecha Sheiris Yisrael. Save Hakadosh Baruch Hu, save the Sheiris Yisrael, the remnants of Yisrael. And the and b'chol parsha se'iber yitzrichem lufanecha. Then every parsha se'iber, their needs should be in front of you. And here it is a tremendous disagreement, as interpretations as to what this means. This lashon of parsha se'iber, what does that mean? So the we have here again. So according to the Pnei Moshe, explains afilu she'bashar she'in pershin la'aveira. Even when their people are and separate themselves from Avera, yet Tzrichem Galuyam Avanach Rachmalem, because Baruch Hu, even those people who are separating themselves for Avera, who don't have any schusim on their own, yet Akash Baruch Hu stones Marachim on them and then Tefillah. And this is the this would be the Tefillah that we say, Mishamakas Akanim, but therefore that's the lashon of the Tefillah that we would find. Uber. The interesting, the Rashi Salur brings from the different Gemara in the Bavli, where the Gemara brings down there the lashon of what is Pashas Uber means. Uber like a lashon of Uber, where a person is the just like a woman is pregnant, she carries a baby, fill the child with babies. So here, a person Uber, a person is that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. Lashon of Akash Baruch Hu's anger, Lashon Abra V'Iver, that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was filled with anger against Klal Yisrael, against Chayte, so Kadosh Baruch Hu still, you have a right to go ahead and daven. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah. So that's the lashon kol parshas Iber. Still, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go ahead and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being able to daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letfilah taknunim, that the again, the Lashon Nebavli doesn't have it, just says Shemei Tefillah, doesn't have taknunim. The Gersa of the Yerushalmi in the Gersa of the Mishnayos is such a thing. Okay, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara explains. What does that mean? What's Tfilas or Keva? We have several machlokas, several different opinions. You shouldn't read it like a letter. A person reads a letter, you read it in a very straightforward manner, in a negeres. So you read it in a negeres. So the lashon of the lashon of Pemosha explains, don't read it like you're reading just a letter, a simple letter without any emotion, without any feeling, without any thought to it. That would be improper. That would be inappropriate. And so therefore there would be such a lacha. That's what it's telling you, that you would be not the proper way to do so. Rashi Salur says Geras means Kamrusa Obanakas. You read it very quickly. A person reads a letter, you skim it very quickly, you read it very quickly, you don't say it slowly. So that's what it means. A person goes ahead and says Lashon Keva, like a Negeres, and then that's not the proper way to daven. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not accept such a tefillah, it's not done properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look at it, but Lashon Tatku does not accept that tefillah, it's not done the proper way. So the Gemara says such a tefillah would not be proper. So Gemara says, therefore, in such a case, the Vachri Karbagar, that doesn't mean you shouldn't read such a way, and therefore that would be in such a way your tefillah would not be any significance to it. Second, another pshat. Person is davening the same thing as it's you do every day, the same tefillah's road. You do it every day, it becomes totally no meaning to it. So, but what do you have to do? It means you read it lekavua. You read it the same way you do it every day. That's inappropriate. What you should do is you should add on every day a tefillah. The chadash b'tova b'chol yom. You have to add on something new every day in the tefillah. And it says the Rashi Misalu, this person didn't add on anything. He regular davei davens every day. Yesterday, the day before, and tomorrow, all the same tefillah. It doesn't say anything new. That's kakova. That's the kaveya. That's a tefillah's keva. You have to mechadish something new. And the Gemara says, what does this mean, something new? He davened three times a day, and in each tefillah that he did, he would add on three things to his tefillah. He would the great Achitofel, the great the Chacham, the Baal Yoetz, the advisor of David HaMelech, he would go ahead and he would add on tefillahs to each time, to each tefillah that he did, he would add on Shlosh Tefillah Kol Bira Kol Yom, he would add on something new each time. Rav Zera says, "Kol zman davin avid kein." Whenever I would do this, he obviously didn't agree with Rav Akiva's explanation. Why? Because Rav Zera said, "Kol zman davin avid kein." Every time I would go ahead and mechadish something, say something new, he would tell you, "I'd make a mistake. I would make a mistake." In other words, when I would add on something, what's the mistake that he would make? So says the Pnei Moshe, "The chayu davar kol yishit tor betfila atzma." That's the Elohim. I would make a mistake in that tefila. I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't know where to go back. I would forget where I was up to. In other words, I would say a tefillah. He used to daven by heart. And he would say a tefillah, and he would stop to say, he had something new. And then he would lose his place. He would forget where he was up to. Where to start. Where he ended. Where he should start again. So you see that he was against that. He felt it was the wrong thing to do. He disagrees with the idea of l'chadish t'davar, that you should not be able to say. He felt it was wrong. That it was a simon, that it was not the right thing. So Gemara says, and he didn't agree with what he said. Don't read like a negeres. What does that mean? He would say, like we said, a tefillah every day, as we said before. He would add something new every day. And Ravu would go ahead. He would do something even more. Not he would just add some words to the tefillah, but he would actually. It would be what's the additional bircha chadasha kol yom? What would he do more? So when it said that he would go ahead and he would add on, says the Haredim, Baracha Akas Mehem Bavaji Mechadesh. He wouldn't say, the same Rabbi Lezer would go ahead and in every Baracha he would add a few words. But Rabbi Avo didn't agree. Rabbi Avo, what he would do, he was add on, he would also agree that you have to Mechadesh, but only one Baracha. You would only be Mechadesh in one Baracha rather than in every single Baracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara Yosi, it's the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yosi, we know that the name of Rabbi Yochanan. If Nate feels so, Emes Lashon Tzvasai Tvito B'Yagid Gol Secha. He would add on before Davin Shmoneh Esrei, like we have it today. He would add on that Pasuk. Uliyaka Tviloso, we would say, Yiros and Mifi Yagmil Fadach Hashem Tzuvi Goali. Which again, we have also, we end Shmoneh Esrei, we say that. This is the Pasuk before you have the 18 Parakim of Tehillim, of where we said, Mizmor, which we said the other day in the Gemara, few days ago, that it was, that's one of the sources, the first source that was mentioned as a source for the 18 brachos, that we, because 18 is Mizmorim and Tehillim. So the other pasuk before that is the bracha, the pasuk of Yehi Ratzon. So you would say that before, and he would end with the, Hashem Sfasek Tehillim, and then he would end with the Yehi Ratzon. That would be the thing he would say afterwards, which was a, which is an aggression, and that's what he would, that's what do, and again, that's what we do today. However, Rav Yudon Amar Tavayan Kumitzalasa, he would recite both of them before the davening. He would say both of them. Now, interesting is that what's the reason why he would do both of them? So again, the idea would be is the Akdama, it would be both to say both of them. The shayla would be whether you're supposed to go ahead, as we said already a number of times, you're supposed to be so megula tefila. So we say the bracha of Gal Yisrael, you're supposed to go to Shemoneh Esrei. If you say this pasuk in between, Hashem Sfasai, the chari, you're adding you're saying something additional. And so therefore the Gemara is a shayla, whether we're masakin this before or not. So some say, Dafka say Yiratzon afterwards, not to say it in the beginning, because there what you're doing is, this pasuk is not before. So the first man, he would say, because he would only say Yiratzon afterwards, because that wasn't brought down in Tehillim before. So you would not say it before. But you need to have Sumat Gebul Tefilos, if you wouldn't say a pasuk that's not there. But Rav Yudon, he would say it before as well, because that's part of the Sumat Tefilos, was Yanko Hashem, based upon the pasuk, that he would be part of the pasuk, and he would add on that as well in the beginning, even though he's not supposed to be mafsik, but since it was masakin as part of the davening, it would not be considered a hefsik in the gula l'tfila. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha, if we're talking already about tfila, and a person forgot where he was up to? A person in Milosh Manasseh, and he remembered that he already davened. So what do you do in such a case? So you already said the brachos. Now you're saying, so what are you supposed to do? What should you do? So you have to stop. You have to cut off. What's chaytech? What do you mean chaytech? Says the Pnei Moshe, even in the middle of a bracha, you have to stop. You can't continue, and you have to stop. Even the emtzah bracha. What's the cheshbon? And Rav Shmuel said, no, you don't, but you continue. Now, the question is, when we say continue, first of all, why do you stop in the middle of a bracha? That'll be bracha levatola. And the cheshbin is, the Mefarshim explain, because you have to stop, says the Haredim, he would say, Makom Shemza, Afbisha Yachal Adam Espal Tfilis Nadava, even though a person can make up. Mamash, a person forgot to daven Shachris, couldn't daven Shachris, you could daven Mincha twice, and if you didn't daven Mincha, you could daven Marav twice. You could have a Tfilis Nadava, so why can't he just say another Tfilah? Teretz says, because here, when he started Shemoneh Esrei, he thought that he was saying that it wasn't a Nadava. He knew that he was saying Shemoneh Esrei. He forgot that he davened. So in Mela, he started a Tfilas Chov. Now you want to say Nadava. You can't transfer the bracha, transform the bracha of a Chov to a Nadava. In the case, when you're being mashlam a tefillah you missed, so that's a tefillah sadava that you could do, just like a carbon tumid. You could bring a carbon tumid if you're going to continue. You could bring an adava. However, when you started bringing a carbon tumid, then you remembered that you brought one, that's a chov. You can't do that either. You have to stop. However, but the Gemara says, Shmuel said, no, you can't. Enu chayte, you could continue. What's the svar of Shmuel? Because even though the ma'isa you're doing it, you could go ahead, you could transfer it over to an adava. In other words, maybe a carbon adava. In other words, since you go ahead and you started in the midstream, you could change your kavana and to go ahead and to make a bracha, and to do that, that you can do. So that you can continue it and it could midstream change that bracha that you're doing, that you remember now that you said it already, and midstream says Shmuel, change it to an adava. The question, interesting, is when we say you continue, and uchaytech doesn't mean to continue the whole Shmoneh Esrei, just continue that bracha. So the chayra we have in Bavli, it seems there's an opinion that says that the can you continue the whole tefillah? There the Gemara Shaila was, can you could go ahead and continue the whole Shmoneh Esrei? So Lamaisa, here we don't have that. Here the Gemara's only question, can we continue that bracha? Don't continue the stop the bracha. But over there we have an opinion in the Bavli that even you could continue the Svara to say, even you continue the whole Shmoneh Esrei itself, and that was the Gemara Shaila over there, whether we could do so or not. So Gemara says, a person should be able to daven all day. That's Shmuel's time. Why? Because you could daven all day. There's no tefillah that's wrong. You never lose. Tefillah is always important. The tefillah, you never lose. Every tefillah is helpful. So therefore, if you feel it's helpful, so the chayra would be like Shmuel's halacha, continue your tefillah. Don't stop. You should be able to continue your tefillah. So the chayra raya, that like Shmuel's halacha, that you continue, that you don't have to stop. So the Gemara says, again, the idea was, since tefillah is derabbanan, so maybe you could go ahead. What's wrong with continuing stopping? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi, did we see Rabbi Yochanan's words, some of the spalil, some of them are spalil, ayispalil, velo agave. In other words, you say from his words that if a person is not sure if he daven already, whether he daven or not, you should not daven. You should not daven. Why? Because we're saying if a person davening, so, in other words, once you're davening, so what's wrong that you're davening? So you're not mafsid. But to do it when you're not sure, b'chalal, that we never said you should do. Is that the way you can interpret what Rabbi Yochanan is saying? Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, on the case of a suffek, you should daven. He's only saying, if you went in davening because of a mistake, you started davening, so you did another nedava. So what's wrong? You don't lose. But to say l'chatchila, you should be able to do that, that's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. Well, look. So Gemara said, lo agve. Well, Yossi didn't answer him. So the Charedim says he didn't answer him because he wasn't sure. Lo yadava barlo. He wasn't sure to answer him. There's no answer. So lo agve. Lo shiva lo pshita lo plige. In other words, Lamaisa, according to the Charedim, he didn't answer him because he wasn't sure what the halacha was. But the Pnei Moshe and the Rashmi Saluah clearly say that he didn't answer because Pashit, that it's an Ekonami, you can't do it. It's Pashit, it wasn't a Shaila. Vada, you can't. Gemara says, Rav Lama came. Gemara says, Rav Kanina never said this halakha. Elabayan Kumid Rav Yochanan. Rather, he was saying, look, for Rav Yochanan, a Shaila. So there's Baz of Anilus Balil. Can you do what's halakha in such a case? I'm a lawyer, Vashish Balak al Yom. Lama, why? Shaitu Vimasfeta, because feel you don't lose. In other words, wait, this scares us. This gears of it is where Hitaka asked the Shaila, and the answer, and Gerardi answered him directly, and said, Inokonami, you could do so because it's you don't lose. It's a tefillah, you don't lose by that. But that was what he answered. And rather than not stand that he was asking on what he said, and then Gemara said, and therefore he didn't have an answer, but rather, Gufa, the Shaila was, whether what you say, would you say it's halacha, based on your halacha, what would be the halacha? And he said to him, based on that, Alokhi Paskin, you'd be able to go ahead and do so because it's Lohiv said. This is the talk of the Maisi said, and Maisa Paskin would be able to do so. This is the Gemara Shaila, we Paskin, La Maisa, La Locha, that we do not, the Makam Sofik, if you're not sure you're Davin, we do not Davin again, the Tfilis Nadav is only if you missed it. But if you're not sure if you did, Safek Rabban Lakula, we do not make other brachas, we do not do it again. Says the Gemara, Hayami Mesbalavit Shabbos, another Shaila. Person was davening, and it was Shabbos. Veshaka Shabbos is Galchol. You forgot it was Shabbos, you daven a week ago. You started saying the regular brachas of Shmoneh Esrei Bechol. So the Shaila, what do you do in such a case? So Gemara says, Machlek, Hunai, Machuna says, Is Palukin Ranak Mayagosh, do Machlek, Ranak Mayagosh. Rav Kana Machoit is a bracha, you have to stop. The other one says, come if you finish the bracha. One said, if you started, you have to you stop. And the other one says that you continue, that you continue. You come as a bracha, you continue the bracha. Now, what's the reason for this cheshbon? The cheshbon is really be'etzem, the Gemara says in Brachos. The Gemara says over there that be'etzem, the halacha is that you can Shabbos, you really can daven in a regular Shemoneh Esrei. Why the Chachamim didn't want to do that? They didn't want to matriach a person on Shabbos, Yom Manucha, to continue saying 18 Brachos. So they cut it down to 7. But be'etzem, you really can do it. There's nothing wrong. You can do that. So therefore, if a person went ahead and did it, Gemara Bracha, you could continue it because it's not a problem. However, that bracha that you can do, that is a bracha that we say this is different than this one. You could say everyone agrees that this one you would continue. You don't stop, you continue. Mercy of a time, what's the cheshbon? Sorry, Rebbe. This halacha that we said follows Rebbe's tesfer. Rebbe Yoimet to Miani. There's no day, then where do you, the whole tefillah comes from? The whole idea of tefillah is a day where your person recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have day that you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, according to Rebbe's halacha, that he doesn't understand how you could ever go ahead and do away with it. So clearly everyone agrees that Tchein Hadas is an integral to Shabbos, that there, if you started out Tchein, and clearly everyone agrees you continue the bracha. The machlokes of Achrayim is only, is only nogeya to the rest of the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. That's where you would have a shaila whether you should continue, whether you chaytech or not, whether you continue or you should stop. That is the bracha that everyone agrees to, would be the shaila or abundant one of matriach you, but the chayin is a theme of Shabbos, integral to Shabbos, and therefore you can go ahead and you can continue that bracha. Says the Gemara, right? The halacha of continuing in Hafsekas of Shabbos, the Gemara wants to say halacha, this halacha of Choyne, why is Choyne so important? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzhak, day is so great, Shememutzas ben Shtei Askaros, because it's found in the Pasuk between two Hashem's name, Kikel Deos Hashem. So you see, it's between two Hashem's names, so therefore it's so significant, and therefore it's a bracha that we would incorporate all the time. In the boy Mishmin Hadad, another place where we see it from, as Tavin Yeras Hashem Vidas Elim Timtza. Again, the same idea where Das is found between the two names of Hashem. The same idea we see Day is so significant and so important that we place it in front of two names of Hashem, and therefore what? That's why over here the same idea is that it's something important that we would say it. Therefore, everyone agree on Shabbos. Das is so important. We would say it no matter where you are, even if you started the bracha, everyone would agree you continue. Mishnah about Malkam Sakana, you go to Malkam Sakana, you say it to the Tzara. What do we say, Sakana? Every derech you're going on, Sakana doesn't mean dafka, dangerous road. But any time a person is traveling, there's danger in the road. There's danger in the road. And Mamela, you have to say that's a derech tzara. The derech tzara Sakana, says the Pnei Moshe, Mispal to the Tzara, you look as a derech shia. Every time a person's in his way, there's a danger. And, your person is focusing on davening. Things can happen along the way. So, Mamela, therefore, that's any time you're derek, lav davka, a particular dangerous road, but any time you're in a derek, that's considered, you say a tefillah kasara. Gemara says, Rabbi Yannai, kavinofi laksanya. Rabbi Yannai, when you go out to play nothing laksanya, and you go out to the place where the soldiers, the king's soldiers would be stationed. He would go ahead, with Matsabe's house, he would Yerusha. He would make sure that they understand what they should do with his things, what his will is, so that because he knows it was a danger. It would be a danger. So Mamela, what would be the dangerous? So he said that the danger that he would say. Says the Charedim, every time he would go out, the Gemara says he was Aksanya, he was Mafakit, Osit Savo. He would make his will because he was afraid that maybe he'll be killed. It was a dangerous place to go. So he would prepare his kafetz and prepare his will to know that in case something happened to him, they would know what he wanted to do with his possessions, how he wanted his Yerusha to be divided up, which is Nogay, the same thing it is. It's a Derek Kasarov, it's considered a Mokam Sakana. And therefore, that would be the same idea. It would be considered where you're davening. It would be a safe thing. That's what you would say, a tefillah katzara. So Gemara said, now again, it's a shaila whether this is considered only if you would go overnight. If you didn't go overnight, it's not clear from what he would say. But Ramona, Ramona would go to a bathhouse that was a heated bathhouse. Mafake would go besides. He would also, Matsabe his house, prepare his last will and testament. Because it was a sakana. What's the sakana? So he said that the, where there was a fire. Now, says the Rashi, Lemute Mutin Tveria. Tveria had natural, under the water, the hot water came from the springs, and there was natural heat, and mainly there was not a sakana there. But Merkatz, which has a fire, and the water would be heated up by the fire that it would be underneath, that's sakana, because a fire could catch fire. Fire could spread, and it'll be stuck in the water, and it'll be a dangerous situation. So Memela, therefore, he would say, prepare his kafetzim, or at the same time, he'd go to a base of America to be the same idea that it would be a dangerous place to go, and therefore, it would be the same idea of a Malkam Sakana. And Chanina says, every illness is becheska sakana. Person is ill. The halacha is he should prepare his kafetzim. They should prepare his kafetzim. He should prepare himself because it's we never know when a person gets ill what could take place. What could take place? A person can become ill. He can get very dangerously ill, and he become milkach etzatova. It says an etzatova the charedim. He should prepare his will before in case he loses control of his mind. And he'll become unconscious. He won't, so therefore, prepare himself before to how his family should know what to do with his kafetz. Says Marak Mishim Rabaso, Kol Masha Tiyatzi Ba'ivil Tnei Ateva, Hatovei Atzorchei Amcha Levanecha. Whenever a Gemara says that they would say a Shliach Tzibur would daven in front of the teva, would daven in front of the tzibur, so Gemara says, Tovei Atzorchei Amcha, he would say a small tefillah, he would Tovei Atzorchei Amcha. These are the words he would add to his tefillah. Tovei Atzorchei Amcha, he would add to his tefillah. The says that again, Shehatzibah would say a tefillah katsara. It would in front of the table. He would say this lashon of that it would be tovea, that it should be a special lashon, a special tefillah, that it would be tovea to in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tefillah katsara. Tovea tzorcha, but it would be tovea the tzorcha yamcha. And to be their needs of the people, so it's a way of mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tzorcha yam. So this is what it would call. This is what it would be. This is what he would do when he would go up to the Shehatzibah. He would say, so will now teva, a person goes to daven for the teva. We don't tell a guy, you call up a guy to be chazan. Don't say, come and daven. We say, come and draw near. We don't tell him to come and daven. It's not the proper way to call a person up to daven. So we would tell him, come near, come close to it. Lashon tefillah. The Lashon tefillah. Gemara says, "Bo karav." Come and say, "We don't say bo spalel, but ro karav." Because we say, "I say karav beinu, I say tzurachenu, I say melachatenu." We say, "Represent us in battle, fight our battles, peace our denu, go peace us and give us brachu." These are all different lashonos that would be proper to say to be used. These are lashon tefillos that we use to tell someone to daven to come to a mitzvah. We use these lashonos as a way to come to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This would all be lishonos of karav that we find that would be considered a proper tefillah. Others would say tzorchei amcha yisro merubim, the needs of your people, v'daitim gsara, and the daitim gsara. We have so many needs, but we have a limited ability to be able to daven properly. Give everyone what they need. This incorporates everything. This would incorporate for every tefillah, all the things a person needs. We'd say this together. It would be a tefillah katsara that would incorporate all the things that we need. We pass like the acherim. That is the proper way to do the brisa. That's the lashon of the tefillah. Halacha ka'acherim. That this should be a tefillah katsara that we would say be the proper way to daven to saying this tefillah katsara. This would be as a brisa. There's a gizra of Yeshua, and this is the lashon nusach of the tefillah katsara. Now, look, is the Bavli paskins as well, like the nusach of the acherim that we're makatzer in the tefillah that we have. When a person says a tefillah, you still have to say the first three and the last three. That is always part of the tefillah. That never changes. You always have to say that part of the tefillah. And the question is, what we say in the middle of the tefillah? What we say in the middle? But otherwise, those are the tefillahs that we always say. The Gemara says that we always say those tefillos. That's always part of the tefillah, and the in those tefillos, what we add on to it. So Gemara says this tani na tani. There's some tani will learn mispala achikatovei tzuraka. Proper way to do it first daven, And then a person should ask for his needs. First daven, then he asks for the tzrakah. Then first say the three brachos, and then you have to wait till after you say the tzrakah. After you say the brachos, then you could go ahead and ask the needs. This is al shita Rav Le Yeshua. Because Tani, some learn tovei tzrakah b'akas, but first ask your needs, and then go ahead and then daven, which is the shita we have in the Bavli, the second shita, which again it's not the tefillah that we have. It's the tefillah that we have. Tzvish Shemen Deni Vashvi Tzrachah. Which one goes first? We have a Makloikes, which is the proper way. And the Gemara is going to prove we have shitas like each one. One holds that you go ahead and you daven, and then you go ahead and yes for your needs based upon a pasuk. What's the shita? What's their basis on? Based on the pasuk. First you say the tefillah. Then you ask you for your needs. You see, first you daven, and then you go ahead and you say the needs. Oman, the other one says the other way around. He goes, first Rina, listen to the song, then tefillah. Tefillah is that's Rakhav. So afterwards, then you say that. So you see, each one has a based upon the Seder of the Psukim as to how you learn the proper way to do the proper way to do the tefillah. The Lishmal Arena says the Panemosha Mashma Makal Shecha Meraner Mavakesh Rakov Vela Tfila Sastam Tfila Shavalakov. First is yourself, and then you say Tfila, that's for everything. So that would be the basis of the second Shita of where you say the Trakov, and then you say the Shemon Esrei afterwards. When I said Divrei Chachamim, the words Divrei, the view Kundra Chachamim is Eir B'Shem Avchuna. We say the name of Kuna that first you tovei tzrakav, and then you go ahead and shmei tefillah. Who's the different chachamim? Gemara says the plain Moshe. This is not the words of the chachamim. Aluka Amar of Zeira the Yaka tovei tzrakav shmei tefillah. We say it b'shmei tefillah. That's it. So we use the lashon of a strange lashon of different chachamim. Kloma chachamim command sphirule. Who are the ones that come hold like? They hold like the ones who say that they read that tovei tzrakav shmei tefillah. That's what you do. You first ask the tefillah, then you go ahead and you shmei tefillah. That would be the proper way to do that. That would be the proper way, the chachamim say, would be the way to do that. The halacha is like this shita, as we say, in the shmei tefillah, as we said earlier, all the tzrakav are asked at that point, the shmei tefillah. Another halacha. Person should daven in a special place where the tefillah is, in a place of makom yukal tefillah, in a base of knesses. Matam. The post says, wherever Ashitaskir Shmi, we should say Yadav in a place where I mentioned my name. Where do you mention my name? Only a place that regularly Hashem is mentioned. And that is where? That's in a base of Knesses. And a Mokamat Yukalut Fila, base of Knesses. And a place like that, that's where you go ahead, ask your Shmi. Where Hashem's name is mentioned regularly, that is where a person should daven. So therefore, even if you're not daven with a minion, the proper tefillah place to daven is in a place of ask your Shmi, of going to a place where you're davening, in a place where Hashem's name is normally mentioned, which is in a makom tefillah. Not only should you daven in a shul, but even in a shul, you should have a makom kavu in a shul. You have a regular place in a shul. Not any place. What's the basis for that? Doesn't say over here, came over here. Rather over there before, where he came. And there was a place we would go to, the Makom HaMikdash, the place where he would daven, the place where there was going to be the Mesa Mikdash, there he daven, a place for himself. That's where the Davar Miyukud. Yishtakav Hashem Elokim, the place where he daven, where he bowed down, that would be the place to go in and to daven. So Mela, therefore, in even in a Makom in a shul, that should be the Makom of the place, in a place, Ashe Yishtakav, he had a place, especially where he davened. That was the place where his miyake had a special place to in the shul itself. That's what we should do as well. That's where we see it from, the daven over there. So the Gemara says that therefore that's where he would go ahead and do that. Lamaisa, this is the Gemara, the beginning of Brachos as well. Also says the daven in a place, the Gemara of Adizara and the Gemara of Brachos, both places. And there the Gemara brings a different pasuk where we see it from Avraham. Avram daven in the same place, but either way, the halacha is the same. The makor is different, but the source is the same. And the mefarshim try to explain why do we need two makoros for the same halacha. Says the Gemara, yes, but Shemekah, 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 but person should turn his face to the wall when he davens. A person should daven to face the wall. This is an interesting halacha that the yishdavin b'mokum in a place that yishdavin place to face a wall in a place yishdavin nothing between you and the wall, nothing between you and the wall. And the Gemara's upon of the Kaisel says the Rish Misalo, Shalay Yadavir Chaitzis Ben Al Ben Akir, Shalay Yafasku Ben Al Kanrasa. The reason for this is, the Gemara's going to explain the source of it, but the reason is because if you dive into something in front of you, you won't have to be Chavin properly. So, but if you're facing just a wall, that's the proper way to do so, and you'll be nothing to be Mafsik. So the Gemara says, what's the basis? What's the reason for this? Stand the Pasik by Yasir Chiskyo Panam Al Akir. Chizkiyahu turned his face to the wall, and the Chizkiyahu's tefillah, and therefore we should have the wall. So the davener should not have anything between him and the wall. So too, that's the tam. So therefore, same idea. We should learn from Chizkiyahu that we should have nothing. The daven in front of us, nothing should be mafsig us. Gemara says, what was the tam? What was the reason? Where did he do this? What tefillah are we talking about? Which kiyah? We say he faced the wall. What wall? Any wall. What wall are we talking about? Vaishthirsti was a wall. This was the time that Chizkiyahu Davin, the Navi, told him that Hashem's taking his life. He's not going to live beyond 24 hours. So he davened a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yeshaya, and he davened, turned to the wall to daven Hashem a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave him Arichas Yom, allowed him to live longer. What was the wall that he's referring to? Says the Gemara, several opinions. He looked at the wall of Kira, Rachav, the Rachav of Rachav, Rachav Azainik. He based Kira Achayma. Her house was in the wall. When Yeshua came, he came to spy in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Rachav, to her house. She was a Zaina, according to Chazal, and Mela, her house was attached to the wall of the city. So when he came there, and they hid in her, she hid them. And she hid Yoshua, and Mamela, he was able to survive. And therefore, when Yeshua came, and she hid him in the house that was right by the walls of the city, and the soldiers heard that spies came, and they came looking for them, so she hid them. And she was able then to go ahead and with a rope, allow him to climb down, to go back in the outer wall, to be able to escape. So Mimela, for that, she was Zoka, when they came to conquer the city, they made sure that she and her family were saved. The Gemara says, because it allowed her to go ahead and to save her wall, to be able to go ahead and protect her. So the Gemara says, I'm on the fun of. What was the tefillah that he said? He had a mind to face the wall, not the wall, but to basically used her as the basis of his tefillah. He said, Rachav, the Zaynash, she saved only two. She saved the two spies. She saved the two spies that they were looking for. And Lemaisa, yet look how many people, how many lives she saved, how many lives she was open to save. Because the Pasuk said, look at this. They came to take her. Zia, Via, Mia, her mother, her father, Achia, her brother, Kalash, Allah, Kamishbak, Zia, all her family. Tana Rav Shema Yechai. How many people were saved? Afilu Ayah Mishbakta, Messiah Manashim. Even if there were 200 people in her family, Hakodavka, Messiah Manashbakos. And each of those had 200 families. Not only were they families, they themselves connected to one other families. Kulchem this subiskus. All of them were saved because of the schus of Rechav. What Rechav did, she saved Yoshua. And when it came to the destruction of Yericho, she and her entire family were saved. Therefore, he said, "Avosai, Shakir look at Golagar Meila, my forefathers who saved and brought up all these Kiravim, Yudavid and Shlomo HaMelech, when they became king, so there were hundreds of thousands of people became Magayer, became part of Klal Yisrael. So look what they did, and yeah, how much more so just my life? If she saved two, and then hundreds and hundreds of people were saved because of that." My ancestors saved thousands and brought thousands and thousands of people under Pakas Kanfei Ashkina. How much more so should my life be spared for in the skus of them? In the skus of them, the Mamela. Therefore, that was the case. So he focused his tefillah Bakir and the wall of Rakab the based his tefillah upon. That she was saved, and therefore I should be saved as well.
Gemara said another. Bekiros Beis Hamikdash. He looked at the walls of Beis Hamikdash. We see some. The pasuk says Sapam as Sapi Mezuzim as Mezuzim Akir Beinei Beneiim. That he went ahead, and the pasuk in Cheskel. That what did he do? That he went and David in the Makom Hamikdash. That the and he said, what did he say? He said, look, that in the Makom Hamikdash, that even people who lived in the area of the Makom Hamikdash and they sinned, and yet they were zoka to be the Makom Hamikdash, and just be in the area of the Makom Hamikdash, they were saved. So surely I, who davened in Makom Hamikdash, surely I should be able to be saved. And the Gemara says, these were great men. They were great men, and the Gemara says, who went and built the Beis Hamikdash. And they weren't able to go the whole time. They davened in their houses, but yet they were in the vicinity of the Makom Hamikdash. Because gave them schus and Makom Hamikdash, even though they sinned and they were worthy to be destroyed, Hashem gave them schus as if they davened in the Makom Hamikdash. Avoseinu, foolish. My forefathers who built the Beis Hamikdash. Allah has come to come. I'm not sure that their schusim should be a schus for me that I should be able to have a refuah, that I should be able to go ahead and in other words, even the people who were Hashem who didn't deserve, who didn't go to the Makom Hamikdash yet because the Mikdash was there. Excuse me, they were Zoka to be saved. So too, my ancestors who built the Makom Hamikdash, so for schus for Klal Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech and King and David HaMelech, so surely should be a schus for me as well. The third Shad Gemara says, Bakira, so Shunamis not saying enough. When he said the Kira, Davin Kira referred to the wall of Shunamis and Emma. Nas and Elias Kirkatana. That Isra Shunamis made for Elisha Anavi, built a room in his house, made one wall, and gave him some privacy in her house. She had a small house, and in her privacy, she built a wall to make a separate room for him that he should be able to stay in her home. So you see, she built only one wall, and yet, what happened to her, says the Chazal of Rabbi Yerushalayim Shalom. Shunamis Kira Agalos, she made one wall. And yet she rewarded that he made Tchiasa Mason, her son, because of the brach of Elisha, she had a son. And that son died, so he davened for her, and she was Tchiasa Mason. So therefore, Avosai, my forefathers, also cause Kaja, they built the entire base of Mikdash. Kama Kama, surely they should go ahead, and they should be Zoka to allow me to live. In other words, one wall allowed her to even have Tchiasa Mason. I don't need Tchiasa Mason, I'm still alive. And a Kalvachomish, Kalvachomir, or my ancestors built a Beis HaMikdash, surely should be Zoche to be able to spare my life, to be able to give me a refuah. Rabban Amar, the fourth explanation, Kiros Libo Naseinav. He looked into the walls of his own heart. And the Pasig state, and the Pasig in Yemiyah Anavi, Maya, Maya, Kila, Kiros Libo Emalev. My inwards, the walls of my heart turned into me. In other words, he went ahead and he looked tshuva, looked into his own heart and see the things that he did wrong. And he saw that the Churban bias was being, was that the Abishu was going to bring a terrible Churban. I looked and reviewed 248 Ivarim that I have in my body. I can't find one Aver of the 248 Ivarim that I go ahead and cause you to anger you. Surely you should go ahead and grant me the life. Of all the 248 Varim didn't do anything, that I should be able to go ahead and grant me life that I should be able to have the Bezerk of the life. If you just go ahead and look inside your heart, and you can go ahead, that alone could bring tshuva. So if I have all my entire 248 Varim, there was no sin. So Kavachomer should be Zoche to be able to be saved, that should be able to be zeichet to have the skus to be saved from my illness and be zeichet to have arichas yomim, and his tefillah was answered. Continue from here the Mishnah.